Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. This is John Mellencamp, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question while you're checking out all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest. BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barbara?
That is correct.
Weltman. They can find all your books there and all the things that you do, right? And your radio show.
And my radio show, Big Ideas for Small Business.
Yeah, that's on Monday afternoon, right?
Correct, Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern time.
So check it out, folks. And anything else you'd like to tell us about that?
About the radio show?
Yeah.
I've had great guests. And, it's just been wonderful because, I don't know about you, Jim, but I learn from my guests every time.
Exactly. That's one of the benefits I get out of doing this show. I got smart people like Barbara Weltman joining me on a regular basis to sharpen me up a little bit. No question about it. And I'm glad that you see it that way too, Barbara. As we wrap up the hour, what are some other things that we need to do for our tax planning before the end of the year? Maybe are there any other retirement plans?
Oh, there are tons. So, it would be too much to go through. But it's too late to set up the simple plan for 2010 that had an October 1 deadline.
Right.
And if you miss the end of the year deadline, you can still set up a SEP, a simple employee pension plan, up to the extended due date of your return.
Right.
So there are a lot of choices, and
For a small business with a total handful of employees, you know, a classic American small business. What do you think is the best plan? The 401k, the SEP, the simple. What do you think?
Well, it really depends. Like I know one local business, a deli, that had wanted to limit what the company's obligation was, and they used a simple plan. But that limits what the owner can put in for his or her account. So that's one thing. The SEP plan is another great option. It's sort of like a profit sharing, if you will, because it just funded entirely by the company, but it's a simple plan. There's no reporting, and you have a lot of flexibility there. So it really just depends on the goals of the owner
and how much the
company can afford.
So the good news in all this is there are lots of options.
Yep.
That's one thing the government has done, is they have given us a number of different methods of saving for retirement, haven't they?
Yep, there are a number of options, and you can choose the one that's best for your particular situation. And again, the sooner that you decide, the more options will be open to you.
Mm-hmm. And you can mix and match too, right? I mean, you can have an IRA, and you can have one of these other plans as well.
Well, you may be able to have an IRA. It depends on your income.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you're not barred from having the IRA just because you have a qualified plan.
Right. Okay. And can you have more than one qualified plan?
You can definitely combine a pension type of plan and a profit sharing kind of plan.
Right.
There's even a new kind of plan for 2010 called a DBK, a defined benefit plan. That's a pension kind of plan, small pension contribution.
That sounds old-fashioned.
With a 401k component. However, there's no guidance on it yet, so no financial institutions are offering.
Can you? Let's say that right now we decided to go 401k in 5 years. Another plan is better for us as our company has evolved. Can we change from one to the other?
You can freeze the. There are various options to handling the changeover, but certainly you can do that.
Can you roll them over?
It's a little more complicated because it depends what kind of plan you're going from to and that kind of thing.
All right. We got a minute, Barbara. What's last thoughts on taxes?
Last thoughts on taxes? Even though we're almost at the end of the year, we're nowhere at the end of the year when it comes to Congress. Stay alert. There may be many, many opportunities between now and the end of the year to cut your 2010 taxes if Congress finally gets off its duff and does something.
Especially if they when they do some things that are retroactive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you got to stay in touch with a financial advisor, follow the information I disseminate, and keep alert.
Stay up with Barbara, folks. If you need to know what's going on, she'll keep you posted. You know, it's a shame, Barbara, that their failure to do their job creates a harder job for us, isn't it? I'm talking to Congress.
It's unconscionable.
It's unconscionable. I agree with you 100%. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Her book is J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes 2011. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Thank you.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.